Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, crazed schedules right now between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, well, I just am really happy to have Andy Miller. It isn't the Andrew Miller PhD on Sundays at, what is it, 2, I think he is, on Station 1, the War Report on Education talk show. But yes, it's similar. And Andy Miller, though, has a background in how to kind of get more organized with all the different Working Families, Group.org, RepresentUs.org, OurRevolution.org, and PeoplesAction.org, and HealthOverProfit.org, HumanitiesTeam.org, TransitionUS.org, and CharterForCompassion.org groups. And because his background is legislation and lobbying for and women, for women's rights, and for different kinds of legislation to help get through his mom too on libraries, the establishment of libraries, which we're losing too, and you know, internet neutrality, why we have to keep it. It all ties together. So first off, I'm going to go ahead and sing a little ditty, and then I'm going to read to you my latest editorial. The title of that is New Education and Jobs Needed. But before that, I just wanted to say why we are bringing in the light, shining on the darkness, bringing in the light. Oh, shining it on the darkness where it dwells. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because love is the answer, it's what we came here for. Love is the answer, it opens the doors. Love is the answer, it heals so much more. Love is the answer, it stops all the wars. Okay, so new education and jobs needed. Okay, why does our USA have so many homeless and mental health issues? Seems we have an oligarchy that has been dividing families, cultures, races, and religions to divide and conquer for their own benefit. The poor don't have family money to guarantee a good education, or finances needed to have money to make money. Why have teachers been reporting a school to prison system or warring jobs for the poor that create more focused training for our youth on gun use, violence, and killing? The homeless and those with mental health problems are either veterans, victims of domestic violence, foster care, abuse survivors, or from the punitive penal industrial complex tied to massive government subsidies for drug wars, or those who have been labeled as less than and drugged from Big Pharma, or victims of sexual abuse, or victims of human trafficking. Our culture teaches and trains people to use drugs, alcohol, or bullying to cope with life problems or to socialize, and then they can penalize them for using drugs and or alcohol, which causes more trauma, more addictions, and more mental health problems, more poverty, and more stress. We need new education and jobs creation, with Main Street media support for jobs, not jails, community services with single payer, not more armed force services, and militarized police with single payer. A new age WPACCC legislation for heart and soul community education jobs with single payer, so that we can remodel 90% of the jails, prisons, military bases, detention centers for housing and healing the homeless with tiny houses and tiny apartments. everyone has a divine soul purpose and needs to feel connected to what Alan Cohen dubbed soul gang, army of light. Our churches, locally I mentioned ORCA and NCC, it's a new community coalition, and human rights and community resource groups, they're supposed to be places offering a plethora of paid community services with single payer for the armies of light and sustainable green cohesive communities. Our police need to be able to take 90% of the homeless and those with mental health problems to a church for alternative loving healing methods, now available with a plethora of community jobs they can choose from. Evolving consciousness, education, jobs, creation, resonance will unite all red, yellow, black, and white. From inside out, via cosmic universal laws, quantum physics, and spiritual science. Add more types of sports for aggressive ones, not wars or war games. Compassion games with charterforcompassion.org. Remember, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the reality of co-creating heaven on earth, divine government, one nation under God. That means God within each person because we're made in the image of God, but we got cut off. Our chakra system and our breath works and how to access source ourselves and find the answers if people are angry or upset and who we really are and why we're here and the gifts we came to share. So I just wanted to get that out there and how different our society would be if we had the legislation that we could build these, and people were taught and trained, heart and soul resonance, connections, Reiki's, licensed massage training, healing touch practitioners, laying on of hands, Christians, come on, not hands on guns and drugs, and all kinds of transformational life coaching, inner guidance, programming, and soulmates, how to find soulmates, mentally, physically, socially, spiritually, compatible resonance with similar life goals and real life dreams and goals from life purpose, from soul, the eternal soul, higher power of each person. Not the limited, fearful, reactive ego mind programs that are on the planet right now, and learn to play together and co-create more cooperative co-ops and creative businesses too, where single payers needed. So, welcome, Andy. What do you think? What are you thinking about all this and how to get legislation for it?
I'll just go down to D.C. and be like Mr. Was it Mr. Deeds? No, Mr. Smith goes to Washington and goes stand in the middle of the well and talk. Remember that
yeah,
movie
right.
with Jimmy Stewart?
Thank you for the laughter. Yeah.
Get some retiring senator to go do that. Give a filibuster for you.
You think the retiring senators would be, you know, they've been so sort of brainwashed and programmed that a lot of them, as you know, they don't get the correlation of building, our Constitution, right, in building these, or a Bill of Rights, right, in building these new community, evolving consciousness, heart and soul programs. Instead, they're left with all these programs to drug and jail and kill and poison and water, you know, large corporate oligarchies. So getting around those old systems is really critical.
I think you should run for office.
I don't have money to run for office. They already kicked me out of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I'm wondering, how about getting more petitions and to those aforementioned, representus.org. There's workingfamilies.org, and ourrevolution.org and thepeoplesaction.org, you know, and healthoverprofit.org, people, you know. We need to get petitions and legislation created. And I know that one of my friends, you know, said what they've been doing, which is real fascinating, is they've got, well, actually, this one woman came in, I guess I can say her name, but it's Elaine Howard Consulting LLC. Turns out that the states, if people would follow the government subsidies, you know, instead of trying to get Congress, who's bought out by Citizens United proclamation, so to speak, or, you know, what have you, they go to the government subsidies that are being paid out, and get the list of those, and then when the government subsidies come into the states, I noticed you can go to the, now everything's online, so you can go to the treasurer of every state and go through their accounting information, and then they've developed this, the systems are there, they just have to be shifted. And they have, well, just let's say for Oregon, we have $7.3 billion came in for the development of infrastructure projects. And then when you go down to these urban renewal oversights, like this one, the lady I mentioned, she, her consulting firm is in charge of overseeing 70 different county or urban renewal projects, so to speak, in conjunction with the money, state money, that goes into the state. And you can see very clearly the old systems that have taken over the money for their own profiteering. And it just becomes so obvious. And I said, well, why is it that there's all this money, all these millions going through to, really, for the Koch brothers, you know, really, for the continuation of these, you know, fracking and LNG projects that destroy the next project's 400 waterways and 631 properties for eminent domain? And how come? How come there's all this money to help build these camps and this stuff? What? It's because no one is understanding that part of the new businesses stepping in, like solar and wind, to go and say, no. We want this money for these kind of projects. They aren't accessing it, partly because they don't have single payer system to. And that's why it's really important to share fixithealth.org. There is a single-payer documentary that I've been trying to get the Dems to show, and Republicans, you know, they're paid to help people. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's it called?
Go ahead.
What's it called,
yeah.
The documentary?
It's done by this one specific documentary on single-payer. Goes along with, you can Google HR 676. It's the one we really want. We don't want the old paradigm with Medicare for all with public options. It's not appropriate. And so anyway, the businesses that did this, I can't remember their name. They're excellent, prestigious business that put together that single payer documentary on fixithealth.org. They're awesome. And the business just said, hey, we can't compete, because we can't afford health care. So it's all a setup. The whole thing is a friggin' setup to keep, you know, us from having community services with single payer, as opposed to armed force services and more militarized police. They have single payer. So can you talk about that?
Don't have much to add.
Well, so what would you recommend doing?
Well, this is a bad environment to get a lot of laws passed. The next month
yeah.
or two, things are going to be really busy.
Yeah.
The next 30 days, they're going to the next 30 days at the national level, they're going to try and essentially do one big legislation to do all the stuff they should have done all year. So they're going to be busy for about the next month.
What did you think about the People's Budget Group? They have all the, you know, immigration reform, and they have all the different, I believe they put single payer on there. They had all kinds of the different issues that were facing. And instead of going with the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is screwed totally, and obfuscated in all, you know, the whole, you know, all the money, the government subsidies are already being putting us in debt, going to more war and more. And how about just getting the money out of the proposed more nuclear power plants? A trillion plus, trillion one or something for no more nuclear power. When we have 100,000 tons of nuclear waste, they don't know what to do with. Come on. How do we get the government people?
A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money.
So how do we do that? What would you suggest?
Run for office.
Hey, I've been kicked out of churches. You know, the Democratic Party, even the Republicans are down my throat because they are just so for, you know, big pharma. They're for this taxation plan that I couldn't be more opposed to. They are for, you know, Koch brothers, private, you know, they're kind of filled with a lot of libertarians, too, that you don't want to privatize everything because, you know, they're just so worthy. Using our government monies to put our planet and the future of our children in total jeopardy, you know?
At this point, it seems like the people whose hands are on the steering wheel want to drive the car into a ditch.
A ditch? How about a 100-foot cliff into rocks?
So I'm just hoping for the best. I'm just praying.
So, when we get back to everything, it's education and new jobs creation, right? Really. I mean, we really have to evolve quickly and get it on, because if you go to HeartMath Institute, there's all kinds of projects and programs that prove the science of the importance of de-escalation of violence. So maybe go through the whole just stop and soul work. When you go, it's all online. Mast and Kip did a really wonderful programs on soul purpose, life purpose programs, and Doreen Virtue and her son. Wow. Yeah, so it's out there, you know, soul purpose, soul therapy, mystic activisms. There's all kinds of programs now on the move. And it really is a psycho. Oh, and there was a 3-day seminar that people might have missed. You can go to psychology-spirituality. Awesome. And then how to get Stanford. They have a social innovation network center. And how to get them involved in this, social change summit. There was a social 5-day social change summit. You can check that out, .org. Awesome. Where we just have to get more organized is what I'm feeling. If we're going to have massive green teams and light worker teams and healing teams instead of drug and jail and killing warring teams, you know? Organize.
Organize.
Yeah.
You should run for office. Make an online platform.
I want to be head of the DHS. How's that? But not the Department of Homeland Security. I want to be the leader with my own team for Department of Health and Human Services. Yeah. How about that?
If you create an online political platform, you might influence the debate.
Hey, come on. It's impossible because DHS, when Kathleen Sebelius was the president back in, must have been 2008-ish, She, they did a 60 Minute. You can check it out. Maybe it was 2020. Anyway, I have to check. And she went to the head office of DHS. It's all vaccination farm, the whole thing. The whole thing. That is the head of Department of Health and Human Services. Now it's going to be just straight out Big Pharma and vaccination farm.
Wouldn't yeah. surprise me if Trump puts the former head of Merck or something in as a new...
Oh, he did. Case. That's that Alex Belt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is. He did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. That's the Alex somebody. I can't remember his name, but yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to be head now. And what about the lawyers that are supposed to have life terms? How do we stop that? You know, the Supreme Court.
You mean like federal judges?
Yes.
That's the problem that can't be stopped. It just will be what it is.
Well, unless we do a constitutional... People were talking about a constitutional amendment, virtual. I think we could do something about it.
Well, a political party that's in power controls both houses. You won't be able to...
No, they don't. That's such a lie. I mean, how... And, you know, and that, even that, those guys, there's 2,500 indictments already out there. I mean, those guys are... They got to go. They weren't helping people. Not our vets, homeless, the people that need all kinds of new mental health care, healing programs and processes. You know, no. Sorry. No, I don't think so. You know, we can pretty much say that between the gerrymandering and the voter suppression, that we really don't have a government right now.
Well, you can dispute it all you want, but we know who controls the guns and the money.
Media. And, yeah.
Call it what you want.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't care what you call them.
You want
to say what's safe, that's fine.
So, but how do... I mean, we're the 99%, you know? And so, getting to... Okay.
Well, to paraphrase Bernie Sanders, when a legislator looks out his window and sees 5 million people marching, it makes a difference. Remember the women's marches on Inauguration
yeah.
Day?
Yeah, but also, what about... That didn't amount to hardly anything. I mean, really.
Yes, it did.
You think so? Well, all I see, I don't see paid family leave like they have in Europe. I don't see, equal pay.
This last election day, there was the first trans woman. There was the first Latino woman in my state. There were a lot of flips that occurred because that march galvanized people to action.
Yeah, it is. Those, the ones that I'm... You know, feel they're really doing good.
One of the things that was really cool, there was a woman in Northern Virginia, a previously red state, a trans woman, and the neat thing was she wasn't elected based on her gender. She was elected because she was a big believer in better traffic control, especially around Dulles Airport. That was a sore spot around there for years, and one of the things that made me feel good was her gender choice was not an issue. It was all about the traffic.
Right on. Well, if you go to heart and soul level, especially soul purpose, you get away from all of the religious, gender, and racial issues immediately. It's over. It's over. They're gone. There is no issue. And if people were taught and trained that whenever they're really angry or upset in any way, their answers are inside their eternal soul matrix, inside. So it's an inside out. You know, people were taught and trained, instead of grabbing guns and drugs and violence and reactive ego mind programming, and they realize this, they would help develop, like my work, spiritual emergency training job.
Well, in an ideal environment, people would have to have counseling before raising a child. And the counseling would include how to raise your child properly so they learn how to solve problems in a nonviolent fashion.
Yes. That's mindfulness programs. And actually, the peacealliance.org that Dennis Kucinich did start, they are trying to integrate that program into school systems. In Common Sense, I think, media.org, they're trying to work at different levels, too, to use online news and new media, you know, processing and programming to awaken people and, you know, bring in more loving, caring, sharing programming. So, yeah, critical thinking. There's actually a critical thinking magazine out there, too, for children. So, you know, it is happening, but it's just...
Yeah. Too slow for you, huh?
Pardon me?
Too slow for you.
Yes. But let's go. Let's go. It's Christmas is coming. I just... it's just like, hurry up. Come on. It's just, like I said, it's just new education and different jobs created with single payer.
Well,
you know?
Some people
like
would
a Moore's
say that
movie.
Educating
yeah,
a generation takes time.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to. That's what I'm saying. Like Michael Moore's movie. I don't know how many. I mean, I talked to supposedly one of the Occupy, you know, who strategist groups, and I'm like, hey, you know, hey, why can't you get, you know, he was an ex-political science professor. Why can't it be mandatory that every political science college shows Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next? Why? Because they don't want those government policies to be enacted or fought for or, you know, put out there so we can focus on them and manifest them? What's wrong? Why can't they?
People in power don't want to.
I know. But if we're to take our power back, think about it. Like the single payer, I mean, what they did, the Women's March, you know that, in Iceland, had one of our Wall Street bankers actually help, and lawyers, help arrest the Wall Street bankers in Iceland. They helped defuse the banking corporatocracy oligarchy there. And they arrested their bankers. They did not bail them out. Why can't we do that?
Good question.
Okay. Then how about in part of the movie, they show education, teaching kids to play. There's no standardized testing, sort of more of a Montessori style or Waldorf style programming. And they teach the kids to play together, and there's absolutely no homework, and they integrate all kinds of the higher education in Denmark, you know, instead of going to a base to learn to kill people, to have room and board and single payer, right, a military base, you get to go to college, and you learn how to become a doctor or whatever, right? And you're paid to become a doctor. You have free room and board, and you have single payer. Instead of learning how to kill people, yeah, or bomb them, I think we should talk about the bombs, too. Like, who would Jesus bomb or teach to go kill people? Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a certain amount of people in our society who assume that there's nothing that can be done.
That's why you were on the talk show. That's why you are. How about in Portugal, when in Michael Moore's movie, where in 2000 they quit arresting for any drugs. They gave people addiction recovery programs that work because we have them. And then,
well, there are a lot of jurisdictions in the U.S. that are moving
towards
that.
And no arrests. And the cops are relaxed. The community's happier. And safer.
Because about a third or a quarter of our public wants the punishment model.
There you go.
They want to hang them.
And didn't that come out of Operation Paperclip? You know?
It's been around
Operation
a long time. Video,
Mockingbird, all those. The Nazis, right? Wasn't it? Yeah. Brought them over? Yeah.
Been around before that.
Yeah, before that even. But it really... really geared up.
Remember, in the middle of the 1800s, we had African slaves building all our capital
exactly.
buildings were built by slaves.
Yep. That's why that Trillionaires Club documentary goes back, you know, about the Vatican, the Queen, the slavery, and way back, you know, goes through the lack of women, you know, reference Magdalene and Mother Mary in the Bible, and what they did to the Indians, you know, as a culture, the Vatican. Yeah. That's ITCCS.
I think it'd be an interesting experiment
if
tomorrow all congressmen,
by decree.
It'd be an interesting experiment if tomorrow all congressmen and senators were women for a while.
Yeah, but still, a lot of those have been programmed, you know, for the warring, drugging, jailing.
We'd find out, wouldn't we?
A fuel paradigm. I don't. I mean, to me, okay. And how about the penal industrial complex? Instead of cruelty and war and punishment, and Michael Moore's movie, the Norway penal industrial complex.
If somebody killed one of your family members,
at levels that are just like, oh, wow, they work. Restorative justice, conflict resolution, family counseling. Yeah.
Not everybody's like you, Lynn.
Soul parenting program.
Filled with anger and hurt.
And revenge. Being taught and trained to use guns and drugs and bullying to survive. Yeah. Or thrive in the old paradigm. Right? People should wake up, you know, like there's a point in there where in single payer where the woman, I love this because as a registered nurse in two countries, I love single payer. It so works. Go to nationalnursesunited.org. Single payer is where it's at. Bless them and help us. Anyway, and single payer, so she goes in Michael Moore's movie, and she's all stressed out. And so she goes into the movie. She goes in, you know, to the doctor, and instead of giving her drugs, he gives her a prescription. She looks at it, and it's like, 3 weeks in a spa, heal yourself, get healing.
Acupressure.
And the kids get to go and get massages, so they start to learn healing touch practitioners, laying out of hands, not guns and drugs and rape and abuse and abuse and bullying and abuse. Come on. And torture. Come on. Gah. It's just like, you know, the money comes in, you guys, to every single state. And there's government subsidies at the federal level. You know, you can go through and, you know, back the Pentagon, Ron Wyden, you know, Senator Wyden has a petition to audit the Pentagon, you know, and, you know, follow the dirty, dark money. There's asset forfeiture at the highest level that has to take place. You know, accountability, you know, arresting the ones that really have, you know, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and have violated our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, Magna Carta, habeas corpus, you name it. You know, come on, come on, come on. So, yeah, there's Earth Law, too. There's the new lawyers that are stepping in. Really important groups are Earth Law. You can check them out. There's Restorative Law and groups. And then there's Collaborative Law, Sharing Law, Therapeutic Jurisprudence Law. And I think those Earth Law is really important for the environmentalists to reconnect and connect with. But it's like one of my friends did an ordinance. She went to the electoral office, because this is for you computer geeks. You can go to the electoral office in every single electoral in your county. They have an electoral office. So you can go there, okay? And there's downloadable manuals, the manuals for legislation. We cannot wait for the corrupted you know, oligarchy, obviously, to help us with the legislation that's needed. We have to do this. You know, that's what we have to do. This, we the people, you know, to bring in the legislation for heart and soul community services with single payer development and the other, you know, Michael Moore's. Go through every single aspect, in Tunisia, and what go through every single government program, you know, And like I said, we've really got to honor the, there's a Alternative Healers Association group. You want to get involved. You want to help get involved with madinamerica.org, madinamerica.org, madinamerica.org. And pair up with Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire on that one. Maybe Sam Cedar, I'm not sure, but and Joe Kennedy. We really need help. There are some really good people trying, but the 99% have to step it up, especially the computer geeks, you know?
Well, the computer geeks are busy this week trying to save the Internet.
I know, thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, what are we going to do? And the other thing that I thought was really interesting, because one person even said to me, oh, Lynn, there's an overpopulation issue. There just isn't enough, and you're just so wrong. And we really do have to get rid of two-thirds of the population. We don't care if it's by war or whatever, meaning, you know, poison food, poison water, poison air, whatever. They don't care. Oh, and look at geoengineeringwatch.org, latest updates. Or aircrap. Aircrap.
I have something to read.
Whoa. I just want to run real quick. Overpopulation. By the way, did you know the maps, they have not shown the truth about Africa? We have 7.4 billion people on our planet. Might have a few more or less right now. But just say that. We, and Africa alone, get this, has 7.4 billion acres. Get it? Overpopulation is not the problem.
I have a paragraph to read you.
Okay, go.
Whereas our government has overstepped its constitutional bounds and trampled on the civil liberties of Americans, it is incumbent on the people to restore the sanctity of the Constitution in the federal government. Our Declaration of Independence stipulates, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to then shall see most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Say those last words. I think you should read the whole thing again, please. Some of it was
a little louder.
The people, very good.
We the people of the United States, in need of a renewed federal government reestablished on the enduring principles that our nation was founded upon, liberty, justice, and equality for all, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Our founding fathers created the Constitution as the supreme law of the land in order to preserve representative democracy, the balance of power between the branches of the federal government, and the individual rights of its citizens. Some pretty good words they wrote back there in 1780.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a problem, though, because on the Eagle Mind System programs, there is no equality, okay? And also,
I have one more sentence for you.
Oh, okay, people go.
People comprise a nation. Therefore, all true power must necessarily be derived from and vested in the people. We the people have the inalienable right to reform our government when it fails to represent us. When it fails to represent us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's from the preamble of the Constitution.
See? So we're on track. You know, and people were talking about the constitutional virtual amendment, that could be interesting. But anyway, I just wanted to jump in on that equality part. If you don't go to heart and soul level, the soul is unique. It's divine. And the purpose or life purpose of each person here is unique and divine. There's many here on the planet already ready for intergalactic civilization. Okay, they're already ready to go to Mars. You know, that's really what they came for. You know, Ashtar Command training programs, really. They're not here for any of the old systems or limited ego mind, fear-based reactive.
So you have people sharing a planet, and their views range all the way from those people you're talking about to a group of people who don't believe we're all equal. And we're all part of the
same. We're all unique. You can't, if you They will fight over equality, just like racism or which religion or which gender or not. Or, you know, that's the problem. They play that. No, you want to go above it to soul. Because if you go to soul level, then you're honoring and growing the inner light and direct contact with that person's soul energies that are intergalactic, that are keep people individually safe, help people let go, work with anger management and other projects and programs from inside out. You help stop the violence and wars from inside out. And like Jesus said, self-love. If they don't have self-love, how can they have it if they don't even know who they really are, who they were in past lives, what their life lessons are, and what their purpose is now? I mean, they're so far from it in these limited, fear-based, ego mind, survival, poverty, stress, coping mechanism. It's horrible. Did that make sense?
Maybe you should go to the White House and help Donald Trump find his sole purpose.
Oh, I think he's on his. You know, I think he's doing, you know,
going
more
to be
than
an app.
Yeah, I think that a lot of, you know, I just think that a lot of the world leaders were in transition. You know, we really are. And Putin and, like Putin, okay, if you try to take, and now Mexico, it went for it. But if you try to take in I call it GMOs. There's a real good movie, GMOs, OMG, oh my God. No, it's OMG, oh my God, GMOs. It's a movie, documentary online. Anyway, if you try to take GMOs with Monsanto sprays, you know, Roundup poison, I call it poison farming, so to speak, as opposed to organic, in Russia, you get arrested for 10 years. Yeah, how about that one? And, you know, so think about it. Monsanto and Bayer want to unite. Bayer was the company with BASF that helped the Nazis create the camps in Auschwitz and the sprays and the biological, chemical warfare and human drug, big pharma. Come on. Come on. It's nuts. What have we done? Whoa. And, you know, we need, okay, again, go along with no more arrests for any kind of drugs. We don't need drug wars. God's not in a drug. He's in, the kingdom of heaven is within your soul matrix that you've been cut off from. There's no drug high even like it. I mean, you can astral travel, time travel, connect to your light body. I mean, the kingdom of heaven is not in a drug. And the drug warlords, hey, you know, why don't we have edible landscaping crews and grow the poppies, grow the coca leaves, grow the, you know, saffron and turmeric and, you know, marijuana, whatever. Who cares? Grow the natural herbs, all of them, you know, all of them, all the natural herbs. I love cinnamon. I love it's one of my favorites. And
cinnamon,
you know,
I have every day.
Pardon?
I have cinnamon every day.
I do too. I put it in coffee. I herb
cinnamon
up my
and
coffee.
Peppermint.
Oh, peppermint. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? And why don't we have edible flowers? You know, and all the homeopathic, naturopathic remedies out there, you know, for prevention and intervention with edible landscaping crews, massive solar greenhouses in every community with community gardens and virtual gardens and smart float farms. Come on. We need massive pollution cleanup teams, too. I mean, we have got to get these guys to stop warring and the thought forms of war and start to clean up the planet. They need to stand down and go green quickly. Gah. They're just, I mean, come on. Wouldn't that be way more fun if we had all kinds of, solar and wind and, you know, people will know. I mean, there's certain people that like different age groups to work with. you know, a soul parenting. You were talking about parenting classes and your background with family counseling, right? Individual and collective, right? But move it into heart and soul, the soul evolution programs and mindfulness programs and, you know, critical thinking. Come on. It's like, what a healing touch to practitioner programs. I mean, think about it. There's energy healers that are working out of Harvard, everybody, finally, you know, to help with the development of maybe the possibility of Reiki jobs and more energy healers, associations, and networks that are online already, too. So just wanted to get that out there for people. We just have to change the old systems.
I wish it was that easy.
And veggies and fruits. Wouldn't it be fun if they were just veggies? Everyone, you know, stop this lawn stuff. Come on. You know, I mean, I have a bunch of dandelions. Do you know dandelions are so awesome? They heal cancer. They help heal cancer. I mean, and the greens are fabulous for you. I mean, it's like, what are we doing here? Okay. You know, and we could have, I mean, there's just so much. I mean, there's so many beautiful herbs that are detox, you know, really needed detox herbs.
Well, capsaicin from peppers is a painkiller, and bromelain from the rinds of pineapples is a anti-inflammatory.
Which one? Bromelain is from grapefruit
primarily
or orange?
It's found in high concentration. Highest concentration is in the husk of pineapples.
Pineapple. Ooh. I mean, why don't we have fruits and veggies and nuts growing everywhere?
And I'm told there's new research that shows the acai berry is supposed to cut down on plaque, cholesterol plaque, but I don't know yet. It's a new thing.
Okay. You can look up, and that's the other thing that Big Pharma hates, that we really, why we need these edible landscaping crews with all the edible flowers and, you know, fruits and nuts and berries and blueberries and all of it everywhere, raspberries and everything, that you can look up their medicinal use online. Look up natural healing for, and you can look up bacterial or viral infections. Natural herbal healing for them. Yeah, it's already there, Ayurvedic. It's online now. It's like, what are we doing? We know antibiotics. I mean, oh, my God. Oh, geez, I almost died twice. The only times I was hospitalized as a child ever, I was hospitalized twice, once for penicillin, once for tetracycline. I almost died from both of them. Fun, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
My mom was lethally allergic to penicillin.
Wow, yeah, my mom. I didn't know. I was just a baby, but she said all of a sudden broke out in these huge hives, and then my throat started closing. And she said these weird, like black and blue lumps, you know, like blistery kind of swollen. I don't know. I was too little. I don't even remember. But, you know, she knew that after getting that injection within 24 hours, I guess it was only 12, yeah, I was just almost dead. You know, like, that's not supposed to happen. So just for, I think it was some kind of, it was respiratory. Yeah, and love healing, the you know, why it's important to go to soul level two, that gives people the resonance of getting with their soul gang, family of light groups, you know, connected. So they grow each other's light, you know, because they have similar soul paths and soul mates and soul gifts for soul parenting, you know, for conscious evolution individually and collectively, and for changing their thought forms inside from stress and madness and pissy water, like Dr. Emoto's work. We're mostly water. So, you know, it changes the water in all the cells, too. So just really important. And how about biophotonic water systems? Why aren't they doing that instead of fracking our water? I mean, it's like, what? I mean, what? It's just like, it's bizarre, you know, what we're, you know, what we're dealing with right now. It's just like, there's just so much. There's so much cleanup. And, you know, cob houses or all kinds of, you know, there's all kinds of geodesic domes or there's just so much. You know, there's people that resonate with different animals even that they came to talk, you know, there's horse whispers or dog whispers, there's cat whispers, there's friggin', you know, bird, you know. There's bird whispers. I'm not kidding. It's wild, you know, and we are just losing it. You know, we should be paying those people to teach and train each other with higher cognitive resonance at a heart, you know, heart and soul level for the evolution and building those cohesive, safe, loving, nurturing, caring communities, you know? So we're getting closer to the end now. Is there anything you can think of to add on this Thanksgiving time to Christmas? You know, like, come on. The churches, if all the churches think about it, the churches, if all the churches unite, the New Age spiritual groups, like all the New Age spiritual groups unite, conscious evolutionaries and spirit science, really cute video even for kids. It's awesome. Spirit Science video, YouTube, it's so cute. And the mystic activists and blah, blah, blah. You know, if we can unite, then, you know, and get the legislation, you know, programmed out there for people to talk about, to bring about. And Disney used to say, visualize, actualize. Then, you know, we can co-create heaven on earth and universal travel, too.
I'm going to go to Pluto.
Are you? Why? Why Pluto?
Because it's a cute name.
Oh. I want to have happy, healthy, excitable, you know. There is a USDAC, everyone.org, that is coming forward. It's United States Departments of Arts and Culture.org, and they are building multicultural projects and programs and jobs, thank God, thank you, for like there's improv, you know, we need, you know, people to understand contact improv and movement therapies. There's 40 different kinds of dance therapies that you could use as a movement therapy, so to speak, dance, music, art, singing. You know, there's just so many things that could be co-created through development of these new projects and programs.
I'm actually considering the stand-up comedy act as a way of social change, much along the lines of George Carlin.
Yes, they even have comedy as a therapy now. They have theater as therapy. They even have specific, like, drama therapy. They have another lady was on one of the shift, one of the other BBS radio talk shows. I love you, BBS. Anyway, and was talking about... and thank you for Thanksgiving. They were talking about that. They were talking about it was improv, some kind of theater program, improv programs, and how it can help stop the violence in the streets and gangs. And, you know, think about it. If all the churches were open and network with different outreach programs and groups and colleges and schools for all these new projects and programs of education, job creation, learning programs. You know, people were taught the incredible artistic, you know, art and music, the cultural, multicultural art programs of the various religions and cultures that have a loving and sacredness, energy, heart, resonance. Come on. You know, we could change everything. Yeah. So we're just, yep, we're out of time. So last words, Andy. Andy, thank you. Sorry to interrupt you so much.
My last words are I wish that everyone continues to find the sacred within themselves. We're in a time of change, and we're in a time where a lot of forces are resisting change. But that all that does is bring about change faster. So keep your eyes open for the next month.
Thank you. Thank you for so much for coming on and helping me get through another talk show. Thank you, everyone, for taking time out to listen. And if you want more information about spiritual emergency training, processing, and programs, you can go to angelencounters.net and check it out. I have consultations and healing sessions available, too. And Andy doesn't have his new website and titles and programs because he just got moved, but I'm sure he'll be doing all kinds of Zoom webinars and other kinds of technical...
I have ideas.
Go ahead.
I have ideas. You'll see.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're excellent. Thank you so much, everybody. We're going to go out tonight with, or this afternoon, wherever you are. Yeah, it's going to be great. So, with Patti Becker's song, Shine, from her album, Carry Me Away. Shine, from Patti Becker. Thank you so much, everyone. Blessings. I'll be back every two weeks. Thank you. Blessings.
Loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the power that flows through you. What a different world.